everyone. Welcome back to Manage the Wild. I'm your host, Nick Madsen. Turkey saga continues. I go back up. I this time got the biologist talked into coming with me. We're up on campus. There's a lot of people, a lot of cell phones, and he agreed to come with me. We were recently given, or we purchased, a small net gun. The net gun is actually about the size of this cup. You hold it, it looks like a flashlight, and then at the end, and it's got a CO2 canister. We've never used it. They fired it a couple of times, but we weren't too familiar with it. We're getting the hang of it, but this whole wildlife, we're professionals. Sometimes we just wing it. This situation, we were winging it. We got the turkey exactly where we wanted. It was pinned up against a building. I went around the backside. The biologist started pushing the turkey. I don't know if the turkey heard me when I went around the backside of the building or if it just had this sixth sense, but it would not. And I felt uncomfortable with a net gun in a parking terrace, especially because there's a lot of people. The challenge you have with a net gun is when it fires a net, it's got four bolts, and the bolts shoot out in different directions, but the bolts are made of steel. And so what you don't want to do is fire this net with people or things that, because that's a dangerous situation, but then also things that are potentially breakable. So if you fire it out and the bolts go different directions, you could hit, could shove the bolt right through the side of a car. You could blow out the windows as it spreads this net open. And so it's not like they look easy, but oftentimes when you see net guns being used, they're being used from helicopters and they're in wide open areas. So we got it in the parking terrace. It made its way out of the parking terrace, and me and the biologist got ourselves positioned pretty good. As it was coming around, I hid behind a pillar in the parking terrace, and I waited. And we don't necessarily know the distance that the target or the item or the bird or whatever you are, we don't necessarily know the distance it should be. So I've done a net gun in the past where, because turkeys are fast, where I was in the back of the truck, my boss was driving, I leaned out with the net gun fired. I was 10 to 12 yards away. The net opened up and the turkey just flew off. Never even got close. So in the back of my mind, I'm thinking I need to be really close. So I reach out as this bird comes around and boom, I hit it with the net gun. The net gun starts to open up, but at two and a half yards, that's not enough to really open it up. So the net basically wraps around the turkey, wraps around the bush, and a little bit gets on its head and legs. I hop over the parking terrace wall. The biologist comes around, and by the time we converge on this bird, the turkey has flown away. All these people are laughing. It was a glorious sight for them to behold. I think they absolutely loved it. I had to call my boss again and say, I think I've just been filmed. Be prepared. I look like an idiot. And that's okay. But that's oftentimes when you're learning something new, especially new equipment, using it on different animals that you've never used it on before, there comes this part of you that just has to accept that not everything's going to go well and that failure is most definitely going to happen at some point. I was okay with it. I actually really like this net gun. So unique, so fan, so small and easy to carry, not bulky. The applications I can see us using this net gun for are turkeys like this. I think you've got to be at least 5 yards. The net gun comes out so fast and the net is so light that 5, 6, 7 yards, it's still coming out super fast and the turkeys aren't going to be able to react that quick. You can use it on turkeys. A lot of the times we get called for geese or seagulls at parks that have fishing line or something wrapped around them. And it's very difficult for us to come in and sneak up on a goose that is tangled full of fishing line or has a hook in its beak or whatever it is. Oftentimes those situations are some of the most difficult. And then we get calls about like a flock of geese has taken off across a highway as a semi came around and a bunch of geese were hit and you got broken wings. We've had that on sandhill cranes. I've had it on geese, swans, ducks, white ibis. So I think that this net gun will be super awesome. The other thing they did say about this net gun, which I am really curious, is you can use it on deer. Now, the net is very fine, and so I don't know how that's going to work. Is the net going to be heavy enough to wrap around its legs? We know it's long enough, but is it going to be heavy enough to, or is the deer just going to take off and run and rip right through it as it goes? Hard to say. Kind of want to be the first one to test it out, but then I also don't want the newspaper backlash. Mule deer with net running loose. Key saga continues. It did beat. All right, you guys have a great day. Stay wild.